pieces of the Ukraine deal that fell apart Friday. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
What we don't have right now is President Zelensky saying, I am ready to take the steps necessary and have the conversations necessary and make the compromises necessary.
National Security Advisor Mike Waltz just told Fox Ukraine's president acted ridiculous, arguing with President Trump at the White House Friday on a minerals deal with the U.S. Part of the talks to end the Russian war was not signed.
President Zelensky truly did his country a real disservice by not having a positive outcome Friday.
Fox's Jackie Heiner reports from the White House.
President Zelensky said late last night as he was departing London, he is ready to sign that minerals deal. But after European leaders met with Zelensky this weekend, they said they've got Ukraine's back, but they need the U.S. And Zelensky said this.
We are not making any steps back. This is our policy, to be consistent, regardless of what happened before.
We may hear a lot about Ukraine and ending the war with Russia when President Trump addresses Congress tomorrow night in what's like a State of the Union address. He posted on Truth Social this morning, it'll be big, and he'll tell it like it is. And speaking of Congress,
the Senate will take its first procedural vote tonight on the Protecting Women and Girls Sports Act. The bill would ban biological males from competing in women's sports. It passed the House in January with support from only two Democrats, signaling a challenge for Senate Republicans to get 60 votes with help from Democrats.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. Federal employees have until tonight to write yet another email to again detail five accomplishments on the job last week pushed by Elon Musk and Doge. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt tells Fox, the goal is
to fundamentally transform our federal government, to cut through the bureaucracy.
Now, there's trouble at Baltimore's airport this morning. A power outage is affecting the main terminal. Some flights are still taking off, but many inbound planes headed to Baltimore are being diverted to other airports. America's listening to Fox News.
You've heard me talk about Relief Factor and how many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it, including me. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free as well with their three-week quick start for only $19.95. But Relief Factor is an easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally, developed by doctors. Relief Factor doesn't just mask the pain temporarily, it reduces or eliminates pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their three-week quick start for $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Just takes one phone call, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor's three-week quick start today. ReliefFactor.com. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-4-RELIEF.
From the News 11 Information Desk, I'm Zachary Moran-Norris. A man was arrested in Yuma after being caught trespassing on railroad tracks and later found with drugs. Yuma police say the unhoused man was arrested late Saturday morning after a patrol officer saw him trespassing on the railroad tracks near 16th Street and South Redondo Center Drive. Police also say the man had methamphetamine on him and that he also tried to escape officers. He was eventually taken into custody without further incident. And bicycle enthusiasts from across Yuma hit the streets this weekend for a two-day event celebrating community, riding, and friendly competition. The Los Socolos hosted their sixth annual poker run known as Brews and Cruise. The event kicked off Friday with a pre-ride featuring food and raffles. Saturday's main event included a poker run, a bike show, and cash prizes for the best and worst hands. And Fisher Landing hosted their annual rib cook-off. Proceeds from the event will benefit Amberley's Place, and the overall winner of the cook-off received a cash award of up to $2,000. Catch us on News 11 tonight at 5, 6, and 10 p.m. for your latest local news, weather, and sports.
Find what you need, including rental equipment at Southwest Lumber. Southwest Lumber has what you're looking for year-round. Looking for rentals? They have a huge variety of equipment, from generators, carpet tools, paint sprayers, pressure washers, and much more. Get half-day rentals and even Saturday rentals. Do you need small hand tools?
We got that!
What about a post-hole digger, micro-trencher, or sewer auger?
We've got those, too!
Call to find out this week's rental department special, 928-782-9867. Southwest Lumber. When it comes to DIY, we do it best.
You know a thing or two about the moments in life that matter. Maybe this is the most important moment you've encountered yet. By volunteering with AmeriCorps Seniors, you can seize the moment, lend a hand, and get back more than you give. We connect you to local volunteer organizations with opportunities that fit your schedule and match your interests. Are you ready to seize your moment? Visit AmeriCorps.gov/your moment and get started today.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Welcome to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hanson, hosted by attorneys Sean Garner and Adam Hanson.
Okay.
So let's protect them first.
Normally, protect them with life insurance. So
I'm not going to say what kind. I'm just going to say ranges because you say, give me something specific.
Yeah.
I would say, okay, so
in case my wife dies, I lose $100,000 worth of income and a caregiver for my children.
Exactly. So normally we'll do the bare minimum 10 times your income or your spouse, both your income.
Okay, so that's 10 times. That's the figure that I can take to the bank. Okay.
10 times, and that's the bare bone minimum.
Okay.
Now, if you want extra protection, like I want my family not to really worry, you add.
I need $1 million on her and $1 million on me.
Yes.
Okay.
I would say at least.
At least. That's what I'm saying. That's the minimum.
Yep.
And then you say, okay, well, now if college and education for your kids is important, we add the expense of your college, the kids. And then if liability, you add that, just your home or whatever that is, because you want them to have a home to stay, all those things. And I'm just giving you a range. If you're getting more than that, I mean, okay, but it's too much. I'm not going
to
say don't.
I don't want to spend any more than I have to be protected and maintain my standard of living.
I'm not going to talk about kinds of insurance. Bare minimum, 10 times your income. If your spouse, they don't work, normally we say at least half of the working spouse. So if, let's say he doesn't work, make $100,000, he will have $500,000. That's the bare minimum because, again, you're saying it's a caregiver. I'm losing a caregiver and somebody that works at home, so we need to pay for that. Mm-hmm. So that's the first step.
Okay.
Wouldn't you agree? Protect them.
Yes, for sure.
And we'll talk about goals.
Yeah, where do I put my $50,000? Because I can't put it all in IRAs. I can't put it all in a retirement account. So we set up a retirement account, and I can put a portion towards it in a retirement account. And without getting into what type of retirement account and how much I can put in there, let's just say – that I can put in we'll make the numbers easy, $10,000 a year towards retirement in a typical retirement account for the first year until we get to something more complex. So what do I do with that extra $40,000?
So I think what you're saying is very important because most people they're only investing through their retirement accounts and they think they're set. And we're like, no, like you said, they do have a maximum. There's only a certain amount you can invest per year in a retirement account, and you have more options. You can have a non-retirement investment account where you invest everything else. It is really important to keep part of your cash in cash or the money market or even a CD as your emergency fund. It could be 3 to 6 months of your expenses. But then everything else should be in a non-retirement investment account.
Okay.
And we would, like we discussed right now, we would create a portfolio depending on your risk tolerance and goals and all that.
And my risk tolerance is based on what you think it should be. I'm in your hands. I'm a 40-year-old making $100,000 with a wife that makes $100,000 with two minor children, and I want to do something that you recommend because I trust you, and my peace of mind is that you are looking out for me. So what type of interest should I be expecting with that portfolio that you're going to recommend?
Something I always ask is, what are you saving for?
Retirement.
In the other one. If you have a non-retirement investment account, I always ask.
Well, even though it's not in a qualified retirement account where it's tax deferred, I'm saving towards retirement.
Okay. So if it's long term, then we would assume it's going to be an aggressive account.
Okay.
Yes.
So what type of returns can I expect?
Yeah. What would you give with an aggressive account?
Okay. Now we're going to
20%.
No. Yes. 12%.
20%.
If you ask Dave Ramsey, Dave Ramsey will say 12%. that if it's you that aggressive,
okay,
12%. That's what he would say.
Is it realistic?
Okay.
So he got that number because there are some mutual funds that do have that long-term history.
Yes. Again, behavior. But everything in between is important, right? So what happens if 1 year you get 10%? You're going to be disappointed.
I'm going to fire you.
Right? And I will say, well, that's not the way it works. It's an average. No, well, you're right. People are not happy.
In my scenario, I trust you guys, right? I'm going to put it in. I'm going to you do what you think you have to do with my money. And I'm going to pretty much forget about it until we do our quarterly reviews. You're going to say, this is how it did. I understand the market's going to go up and down. I'm going to do good on some quarters and bad on other quarters. But what should I expect?
This is what we plan. We plan that you all your plan, the max will feel comfortable is 8%. Because nobody ever hire us because they're making 10, 12. But if it's the other way around, and if I plan everything like the Ramsey will say 12% on average, you get 10, that will say you need to work for 2 more years. Mm-hmm. That you won't be happy. Your son cannot go to college because we planned for 12%, and the only return was 10, which is really good.
So I'm going to tell my son, I'm like, yeah. Gonzalo didn't get your 10.
Yes, I'm sorry, not going to college. Man. Right? So I'd rather just plan for 8% and set the savings ratio based on that.
Okay.
Because I'd rather say, guess what? You can semi-retire at 55. That's a better story than saying you're screwed. Now you need to work until you're 70.
Uh-huh.
Right? So behavior. We'll go back to behavior, right?
So what I hear you say, 8% is a pretty...
For projecting?
Yeah, yes. Pretty growth, good.
Yes.
You can get that.
Something crazier than
maybe
that?
Maybe more, but at least 8%.
Yeah, we always say it's like 8 to 10, but when we do your written financial plan, we put 8%.
And I suppose the reason I ask that is I want to know when I'm seeing BS out there on the internet.
Oh, yes.
And so if I can hear what is a reasonable standard, then I can say, well, this person is promising 20%. Therefore, the BS alarm is going off, right?
Yes.
And that's essentially what I want our listeners to hear.
Or the BS alarm or the risk level goes to the roof. Because, that is true. If he will show you, this is my statement I made, 20% per whatever that is true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the risk that person took was of the roof, right? So if you're saving for your kid's college, I don't want somebody, yeah, son, I gamble your money, and now you're not going to college because I took a lot of risk. Now it's a gamble. If it pays off, great, we all go to college.
Mm-hmm.
But if it doesn't, then we need to eat beans and rice for the rest of the year. Because you trust me with your retirement savings and your college, the kids' savings, I can't do that. You want to have play money and go gamble with that BS. Or now I'm not saying BS, that extreme risk, extreme reward, go for it. You can do it in Vegas. That is true. You can make that money.
But do you tell them, if that is your objective, I'm not the right advisor for you? Okay. Yes.
People that come to me saying, I want you to day trade, I'm not the right advisor. Or sometimes people.
How much input regularly would you expect or even tolerate from a client of yours about exactly what stocks to invest in for them to be a good fit for you?
Very low.
Okay.
Very low, because we have a parking lot when clients can play, and we say, okay, sure, let's just play with this money if we can only do 12 trades per year. How's that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to keep them constrain, in what they can do. So
entertain your curiosity with this money, but with the real money, we're going to invest in tried and true.
Yes, we
plans.
Data-driven, goal-driven, risk-driven, not gut feeling, not opinions, not politics, because that I'm going to lose all the time. I'm always going to lose. But yeah, so very little. I had one specific client that was very specific, that there was a specific company. So he said, I don't want you to invest in McDonald's.
Yeah.
And it was part of a portfolio, specific portfolio. And then I said, oh, interesting. We have that choice. But then I asked, why not? He said, well, because they found kids' fingernails.
Oh.
And this is true. This is a true story, and they tested DNA, and it was from people. So McDonald's is selling
human meat.
Parts. Okay. For that person, is it that portfolio needs to stay for that specific reason? But you see, the reason that person told me was a little bit up there. Right?
Yeah.
Now, their portfolios are...
For a disclaimer, we don't believe that. We're not saying that that's true. We're just saying that that person believed it.
That person believed that. And we did not change, you know, the portfolio. There are some, for example, this is true, a faith-based portfolio.
Yes.
Hey,
that actually is something that I particularly am interested in.
Mm-hmm.
I think that companies that want to push certain agendas, I don't want to assist them in doing so.
Correct.
And so I would like you to steer away from, I'm not going to tell you what companies to invest in, but I'll tell you what companies I don't want you to invest in.
Now, that's a different story. You see, that's a different kind of frame of mind.
Yeah.
Are you saying faith-based like Chick-fil-A, that kind of stuff?
Or
no, like, for example, you know, like when somebody's experimenting with the human genome and all different things, there are certain faiths, like, I don't want you to invest in that specific.
Oh, I see.
Or
it goes against the faith.
Pharma that have abortion medication.
Okay. Yeah.
Different things like that.
Planned Parenthood gets involved.
All these things, yes. We have a way to filter those things and say, okay, this portfolio is certain faith based, that is, but it's a different story because you're not saying. Anyway, that's just a different. It's easier to plan.
Mm-hmm.
You're like this. I want you to invest in this faith based portfolio. It's easier to plan like just random companies.
Okay, so I guess suppose it's pretty easy for me so far with this very very simple structure that I gave you in scenario. I'm going to be putting I'm going to buy some life insurance. I'm going to buy $2 million, $1 million for me, $1 million for my wife. We're going to be putting away as much as we can into qualified retirement accounts. Qualified meaning they are tax deferred. It's pre-tax money. And
for that person, I will do a Roth.
Oh, you do a Roth.
Yes.
Okay, so tell me why you like prefer a Roth over a traditional IRA.
Because that scenario that you just described,
yeah,
the income is right there on that threshold, and then have two kids, right?
Yeah.
So even if they have to pay taxes,
uh-huh,
it's going to be a very small amount. So I'd rather have them pay taxes today and then make that money grow tax deferred.
So give our audience just a quick review and summary of the difference between a traditional IRA and a Roth IRA.
Yes, a traditional IRA is money that you put away for retirement. It's tax deductible, meaning your income will get smaller in your tax form.
Mm-hmm.
Say you make $100,000, to make it easy, you invested $10,000, you're going to only pay taxes on $90,000.
Yep.
That's the way it works. Your income looks smaller, you pay less taxes. It grows tax deferred. Tax deferred means that it grows and they don't send you a 1099 or any kind of taxes as the account grows. But when you take the money out, you need to pay taxes on the whole amount, not just in how much money you put in, also in the gains.
So
the IRS loves you
because
now you're paying taxes in $1 million rather than, I don't know, $500,000.
Yeah, so I put in $200,000 over the course of the 20 years. It's grown to $350,000. Every dollar of that $350,000 from the traditional IRA is going to be taxed.
Correct.
At the rate that I'm at when I'm taking it out.
Correct.
With a Roth, I do the same thing. I put in the $200,000, but it's going to actually probably be less because it's going to be taxed. So now I'm going to be putting in, we'll call it $180,000.
Mm-hmm.
But that $180,000 is not as big of a snowball. It only grows to, say, $300,000. But every dollar of that $300,000 is mine.
Correct.
I don't have to pay taxes on any of it.
Exactly. So, and that is just a recent invention. You know, the Roth IRA is not something that exists. I mean, for us, since we became a financial advisor, it existed. But it's not like, somebody that is maybe, I will say, 60, 70, and 80, they do not have that choice in their 401k or anything. So all their money is taxable.
Mm-hmm.
They never had that choice. Now they have Roth conversions, but that's a different story. So for that person, that family, if they're paying taxes just a little bit, or they get taxes back, hands down, Roth options all the way. If they paid like a little bit, maybe $1,000, $2,000, I would still say do it Roth. Don't take the deduction. Now, if you're a business owner and or you have you're making more income, now you in the taxes it's a main issue. Now we can be creative. This is a different conversation for another episode. I will use that rule. If you get money back or zero or maybe paying a little bit, whatever a little bit is for you that you don't feel the pain,
yeah,
do Roth IRAs.
Okay.
And then you have more flexibility in Roth IRAs because you can take after 5 years, you can take the money that you invested, it's called cost basis, and use it for whatever you want without penalties or taxes.
Even before I'm 59 and a half?
Yes.
Coming up, more thought-provoking conversations on life, death, and the law right after this.
Yuma forecast a cooler start to the week with 66 the high today and gusty winds at 15 to 20 miles per hour. Cool day today, down to 44 overnight tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, warmer, less windy with a high of 74. 48 tomorrow night, 78 and sunny on Wednesday.
Coming to Yuma, March 2025. It's a Caballero's signature event, Midnight at the Oasis, a full weekend of classic cars and entertainment. And it all starts March the 6th with a pre-show downtown Yuma. And then everything moves to Desert Sun Stadium. Hundreds of classic cars and entertainment all weekend long. March 7th, 8th, and 9th, Midnight at the Oasis, a Caballero's signature event. We'll see you there.
Once there was a man who couldn't stand.
A mom who couldn't wait.
A scientific community that said it couldn't be done.
And then you.
And then I.
And then we. Brought neuromuscular disease into screaming color with the Muscular Dystrophy Association.
For 75 years, our voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
We've willed the impossible into existence.
We've pushed the science.
Raised the funds.
Shifted the narrative.
And transformed the reality of life with neuromuscular diseases.
For 75 years, we've built communities together.
Established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And made it thrive.
Call that a legacy.
Call it impact.
Call it momentum.
Just call it ours.
Because it's the generations of community heroes that give MDA the strength we have today.
And until neuromuscular disease is a thing of the past, you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hanson, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
Now, hopefully the audience will forget that I said that because, well,
yes.
They know that it's available, and guess what? They want the razor, and they're looking around. I want it now. Oh, I remember Gonzalo told me that I can use this money.
It's also important when you take the money out, and I've understood this rule for a long time, but people do it incorrectly. They take it out. The assumption is when you're taking it out, it's the growth, and therefore there's going to be not only a penalty on it, but it's going to be taxed.
Right.
And so you have to mark it on a separate schedule that you're taking out of the basis specifically from that Roth IRA.
Right.
So make sure that your accountant is aware of what you're doing and what your intentions are, and you guys are on the same page. Otherwise, you're going to be up for a rude awakening.
Yeah, and for that family, we like to, Carolina, let's talk about that. We like to name accounts. That way, when you're talking to your spouse, and then you say, honey, you're going to take the $20,000 from Jimmy's college to buy my new boat. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But if you don't name your accounts, it's just an account. And then you can do whatever you want with it.
Right.
Or you will say, hey, honey, yes, you want that cruise? Let's do it. I'm going to take money from our retirement account, and now I need to retire at 65. That's okay. Now, if your spouse agrees with that, that's great. We both agree. What is the consequence of you taking money out of Jimmy's college?
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, that's not going to work because even the way that you're saying, like, that doesn't, when you put it in the sentence, right?
Yes.
I'm taking money out of Jimmy's college, junior college, because I won my razor. a lot of alarms, right? They're ringing behavior, and I just created a time bomb. We like to say that's a time bomb. So we need to create time bombs, meaning I know you're a little bit happy trigger with your money, so let's name it the account. And once it's named, I'm not in your house. I don't have cameras.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure when you tell your wife that you're going to take that money out, something's going to explode, and you're not going to get your razor. Or you're going to sleep outside for a long time.
Yeah. And I'll tell you why I like Trilogy, why I like you two managing my money. And that's because I get texts from you frequently that says, hey, we've sent you this form. It's still pending. You need to sign it. Or, hey, we're going to be discussing this new option for your retirement account. Remember, we said we would be doing this in 6 months. Now we're doing it. And it's a poke when I need it. Because the last thing I want to be doing after I've worked with finances and estate planning all day is go home and proactively do my own. But I need somebody to prod me a little bit to do that. And I also feel very comfortable. You come down at least once a month. You meet with me. And I know that may not be the same with all your clients. You do because we have similar business strategies and our businesses, you know, work hand in hand. But you communicate with me so frequently about my common objective. And I go to sleep well at night, not having to think, how did that actually perform? I know that I put it in a place that I trust. That's the best I can do.
Great. Well, thank you for that trust. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, and that's our goal. You know that you're, again, it's just, I saw your presentation and you're saying, I don't want you to think about this book forever. Set it up. Trust us that it's well done. And when things happen, it will happen. You know you are protected. That's what you want, right? That's a success story in my book.
Sure. I think that's what we offer for our clientele. Now, we are not the cheapest attorneys in town. What we are is accountable for everything that we do. We are accountable for the advice that we give. We're accountable for the estate plans that we do. And there's a person literally here in a physical building that's going to be accountable when life throws you that curveball. And that's, I think, what people are looking for, especially in today's world where everything seems to be so overblown and everybody's selling snake oil, yep. But there's nobody that's accountable at the end of the day.
And thank you for bringing that up, the fees. I want to talk about fees for a little bit. And because I, in another meeting, one client asked me, why should I hire you if I can do it myself?
Yeah.
And the answer is like, you don't have
to. Or hire AI.
You don't have to hire me. Do it yourself. You don't have to hire me or do it AI. But I would say that emotional component of behavior, you won't find it in 800 number. You go, you can do it yourself at Vanguard. You can do it. And it's going to cost a fraction of what we charge. Yes. You have an 800 number. Now, will they talk to your state attorney? No. Will they talk to your accountant? No. Do they know that Jimmy's going to Harvard and not going to MIT? All those things that are important, decision-making pieces of information, they won't know. And they don't care, really.
Right.
Because who cares, to your point? I have 300 clients or whatever under me in this institution.
And they can't afford to care because they're doing it en masse.
Correct. And now, I'm not saying they're monsters. You know, like, that company's huge.
Yeah.
For some people, it works. Great. From some others, it won't, right? So you don't have to. Like you were saying, like, I can go online and do my own trust. I guess you can, you know. Will you sleep well at night? If the answer is yes, because I'm really smart, and okay, go for it.
Right.
Right? Now, when ice cream, we talk about this. When chocolate ice cream hits the fan, make sure your son or your daughter, your trustee, comes to us to fix, and it's going to be way more expensive than the first time. The same goes with the market, you know, or with decision making. You know, clients don't share those things that they lost such and such money on, you know, insert whatever choice. They won't really share that. And then after they got hurt and burned, now they come to us with a negative whatever for us to wave our magic wand, Harry Potter style.
Yeah.
So these, if that's a concern, I would say normal. We're not the more expensive out there. Well, we're not the cheapest. The cheapest is do it yourself and Robinhood, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be the cheapest version. and that's fine for somebody, I'm sure. So focus more on the service, as you're saying, the service that that firm is giving you, and the expertise and the team around it. For us at Trilogy, you maybe you're seeing us, or you know that it's me and Carolina, but we have a very robust team behind us. And that allows me and Carolina to really take care of our clients 100% of my time. I'm not thinking about who say what on the news. I'm not thinking about compliance coming to my building, because this industry, as you know, the government has like a microscope.
Yeah.
On a, like, it's just crazy. All those rules that we need to follow. I can't, you know, distract myself, but I need to follow them. So we have a department that will help us. Anyway, so
I think a good analogy too was presented. I think this was also by Dave Ramsey, when he talks about how much you make and when you do things yourself and when you don't. If you do something and you're making a good income, say $100 an hour, and you're considering, you know, taking some time off to repair your car or repair your roof, that's going to be very expensive, because number one, there's a huge learning curve. You might not do it right. And number two, that's time you're taking away from your work to do it. And so in our society, things have become so complex that there's specialization in everything. Nobody can work on their own car anymore. You need to take it to a dealer that has the proper equipment and training to do it. Even working on your roof is going to be very – there's what type of material are you going to use? Do we need to tear it down to the studs, or do we just need to tear it down to the tar paper? And Adam, you've worked on roofs before. The most expensive thing that you could do right now is even go back and work on your own roof, because you'd be taking time away from what you do. And I think the same thing applies, because you make a lot more money working in our firm than you would be saving by doing your own roofing. The same would apply to doing my own financial investing. Even if I could do it as well as you, is it worth the time that I'm going to get taken away from what I do great and get paid to do, to then dabble in the investment where you guys do it every day?
Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
So it's not how, it's who.
Uh-huh.
That's something we learned.
I love that one.
Yeah. Like, you don't need to learn how to do everything. There's a who for everything.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And
because you're going to start asking, like, how am I going to do this editing? Like,
yes, for the video that we're doing right now.
Uh-huh. It's not how, it's who's going to do it. And I'm going to hire somebody that will do it. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
But who is going to do it? So you start asking questions. How am I going to fix my car? No.
And cheap people have a really hard time with that, because they feel like, oh, if I'm paying somebody else to do something that I could do on my own, I'm losing that money. But they've got to think, you could be actually saving money by hiring somebody else to do it. Now, if you really love that, then you're doing it not because you're saving money, you're doing it because you like it.
Different story.
That's a different story. And that, like, I do a little bit of farming, right? And I just actually signed my 1099 for the farming today, and I lost, lots of money. But it's fine.
Blah, 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 blah. Don't tell your financial advisor that.
Exactly. Because I love going out there, right? I enjoy it. I think it's a great work experience for my children, and my quality of life is better because of the farm. And so I'm not doing it because I want to be able to grow my own, you know, broccoli and lettuce and meat. I'm doing it because I feel satisfaction in going out and participating in nature and livestock and animals at times. And when I don't want to, then I sell them off and I'm done with it, right? And we've dabbled in that. Both Adam and I have both dabbled in that. And when we sold them, we were happy. But when we had them, we were happy. And that's how it works out. But neither of us were under the illusion that we are saving a bunch of money by raising goats. We were raising goats because it was a good experiment to have with our kids and in life in general.
That reminds me, I've got 4 goats, Gonzalo, if you want to buy them from me.
Yes, sure.
Okay.
Yes.
Keep those goats. Fine. I need them to weed my yard.
Yeah, they're your brother's goats that he's like.
So my wife said no goats.
And I can't get rid of them, and they multiplied.
I know. My wife said no goats.
I thought they were.
Why?
They were boys.
Because they're tasty, and I will.
Oh.
Them. And she's like, no.
Yeah.
Like, no, in my farm, animals supposed to do something. My dog is my pet.
Yes.
The rest, they have a function. So I love my chickens and my bees.
Yes.
But we have an exchange, right? There's eggs and there's honey. I work for them at the same time. There's an exchange. But goats for pets? No, thank you.
Yeah.
If I'm allowed to have lunch with them?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll take them.
What is that called?
The birria?
That's stomach.
I don't know. I will eat them anyway.
Yes.
So, no, my wife said no. Remember we met each other. He was sending me pictures of cute goats.
Mm-hmm.
I was, please, honey, please, please.
Yeah.
And she's like, are you going to eat them? I said, probably.
Yeah.
Nope. Then no.
Oh. Yep. Okay.
These are mini goats. They're completely worthless. There's like no meat on them. They're just like.
But they eat weeds.
Yeah. They just sit there and.
I need to borrow them.
My wife just realized that we had them because they're so small, you know? And we sold most of the herd. I didn't tell her, like, oh, there's a couple trailing behind these two little ones. They wouldn't buy them.
Yeah.
They, like, took all the other goats except these two little mini ones. And
your dad's in love with them.
Like, oh, my wife won't even notice. Like, you don't even know they're here because they just, like.
And you're around.
Yeah. And then they popped up the other day and she's like, we still have goats? I'm like, I didn't know.
Blame it on
you. They multiplied, you said?
What's that?
Then they multiplied, you said?
Yeah, and they happened to be pregnant, too. And so we have two little babies now.
Yeah.
Well, they do.
Yeah.
Well, I'm hoping for good rains because my bees were starving.
Oh.
It was a very dry winter. It's been a very dry winter. Mm-hmm. So every flower that I see, I'm happy and excited.
Do you move your bees around? Do you...
No.
Use them to fertilize other.
No, I live in the Sonoran Desert, just raw Sonoran Desert.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have farms or anything around me, so it's whatever is in season at that time. So I depend on rain and people watering their plants. Hopefully, they are not putting pesticides, and that's what I rely on.
That's interesting. I never really thought of that. Pesticides getting in your honey.
We won't because the bees won't make it. You know,
get in the honey. It kills
production.
The bees.
Yeah. They just killed them.
Oh, yeah.
But, anyway, so I need to feed them in the winter because there's no pollen. There's no anything.
Mm-hmm.
What do you feed them? Just sugar water?
Simple sugar. Yeah, simple sugar. And they sell those pollen patties. And a bunch of them.
So if you start feeding them, do they get lazy and stop looking for their own flowers?
Yes.
Really?
I need to be smart about it.
So it's not just humans that get fat and lazy when they get handouts.
Yeah.
The bees politics.
Back to politics.
Coming up, more thought-provoking conversations on life, death, and the law right after this.
Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Reduce your inflation exasperation now at Cars and Carts. No huge cost increases here. The manufacturer of Evolution Golf Carts has authorized significant price reductions on all new Evolution Golf Carts, including the awesome new D5 model with a new sleek front-end design, front and rear disc brakes, new chassis design with a 7-foot wheelbase, tilted steering wheel, and updated touchscreen display. This golf cart is nice, and now at insanely low prices. Cars and Carts, the place to go. Call today, 928-726-2286. Cars and Carts, 2899 South Sherry Avenue in Yuma.
What is your healing power? Maybe your healing power is helping veterans with PTSD, traumatic brain injuries, depression, anxiety, or loneliness. Is your healing power a simple, heartfelt letter
or being a volunteer, it is estimated that over 500,000 current warfighters will return from service diagnosed with PTSD, and 22 veterans will commit suicide every day. Our veterans have paid the ultimate sacrifice for our country. At HealVets.org, you can find out more about the healing power of pen pals, volunteers, therapy kits, and more. Discover your healing power at HealVets.org. Help heal veterans, together with you, has been helping one recovering veteran at a time. We are helping veterans heal together. What is your healing power? To find out about your power, visit HealVets.org. This PSA is sponsored by Help Heal Veterans.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hanson, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
You talked about behavior with everything.
Yeah.
Everything you do, I guess, motivates a certain type of behavior.
Yes. And animals are really smart, and they know what to do. So if I don't take – right now they don't have any feed anymore, any food mm-hmm. anymore, because I know the flowers start to popping up and like, hey, wake up. You need to, eat real nectar.
Yeah.
Have you haven't had any problems with, like, Africanization? Seems like every hive gets Africanized.
That is just again. You watch too much news, man.
Oh man.
Yes.
I thought the African bees were bigger and meaner. They sting you more often.
They are just more okay. Beekeepers would like to say they are more defensive, not aggressive. With that.
Oh, okay.
And then yes. And then if you're a responsible beekeeper, you buy the queen that is already fertilized. So. She won't be Africanized because she's done.
Uh-huh.
Bees is not like humans that they can have a lot of different, I would say, partners. The queen would just go out, have fun 12 times, then go back. That's it. That's the rest of her life.
But really?
12 broods. She can have 12 pregnancies.
12 different male bees.
Oh.
And keep all the babies at once.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
And she goes back to the hive full,
uh-huh.
right? And she knows what kind of egg to lay, fertilized egg or non-fertilized egg. And depending on what's happening, that's what she does. So if you buy the queen that is already impregnated, we already know who's the dad. They can't be Africanized.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You buy them
online? The ones that are in the wild,
uh-huh.
then yes, those there's a big chance that those are with Africanized genes because they are just stronger, better.
Yeah.
And they win. When the queen goes out to have fun, right? The Africanized bees are stronger, faster, everything, so they get there first.
Uh-huh.
So mom will have Africanized genes for the babies.
Very interesting.
And that's just for the wild.
Where do you buy your queen? Online?
Online, mainly. There are some queen breeders, they're called, and people from Hawaii will charge.
Hawaii,
$300 or maybe more for a bee.
Nice. Queen bee.
Or you can go to more normal things and pay $50 per.
Can you buy them at, like, Tractor Supply? Or Cow Ranch?
No, because there's a very timing and everything when shipping and all that. So, so you have a catalog, and then what kind of bee
that
I want.
She looks good. Look at this one.
Oh, I like that one.
Dang, look at the wings on that one.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it all depends on the tolerance, heat tolerance, dry, and all that. So you want that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Russians, Italian. That's their way that the breed. Not that it comes from Russia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway,
they talk like this.
They speak like that, and they like olive the trees only.
That's right.
No, it's just fun. Again, to your point, it's going back to behavior. Is that cheap? Like, no.
Yeah.
Just the whole equipment. I spend maybe $1,200.
Mm-hmm.
And do I sell honey? No, I don't. So do I do that during my work time? No, I don't do that either. During the weekends. Right, to your point, right? I don't.
So it reminds me of a story because your kids help you with the bees, right?
Yes.
And your kids help manufacture products that can be sold just on a small scale level, at least at this point. They're selling it at school and I don't know, swap meets maybe.
Yeah. Soccer games and church, in fact.
Okay.
Like chapstick and
chapstick.
The
yes.
products.
And then jars of honey as well.
Jars of honey, yes.
Yeah.
And eggs, of course.
And I've had your honey. It's delicious.
Yeah.
Yes.
And yeah, I put it up on the top shelf so my kids don't see it. but yeah, I think that what you're ingraining in your children is the ability to see where food comes from instead of just taking it for granted that it comes from the grocery store, yes. right? And understand and appreciate how much work goes into producing that food. And so then they can transfer that. They don't have to go out and grow beef or grow corn to understand and transfer that information to the beef and the corn that they see on their plate, because they understand it's all coming from somebody that's working hard. And then they, I think, take that later on in life to say, I want to be productive and produce something that is going to benefit somebody else. And whether that is a profession like financial advising or whether it's medical or a farmer, I think that mentality is ingrained in them at a very young age. I've told this story before online, but I'll tell it again. And that is, I was just having dinner and telling my in-laws that I got injured one time when we were cutting up this stump in the woods and pulling it out with an ATV. And the question got asked, well, why were you pulling a stump out in the woods? And I said, well, my mom asked us to because we needed to get the stumps out. And they go, oh, you were in your mom's hair and she needed to teach you a work ethic. And I said, no, we needed to get the stump. Wait a second. And it dawned upon me. There was no reason. This was like forest that nobody was going to be walking in. And she was going through and she was saying, you guys need to get that stump out of there. Have you gotten that stump? And so every time we're creating a ruckus in the house, she'd be like, have you gotten the stump out yet? And we'd be like, oh, okay. And we'd go out there with the chains and the three-wheeler and work on that stump. And it was working for the purpose of developing the ability to work. Right? We were obviously building strong muscles and our lungs and everything else, but sometimes you just need to work, and that is the best education and, I guess, investment in your children that you could be doing. Yeah, the bee equipment costs $1,200, but the return on that investment in your children is going to be priceless, absolutely.
You know, another thing that you mentioned that, and I think I thought you were going to that route, is just how grateful I think a lot of things in society and different things were entitlement.
Yeah.
And the enemy of entitlement is just to be grateful. You cannot mm-hmm. be entitled and grateful at the same time.
No.
It's just your brain won't work like that. So going back to the bees and all these things, you know, like the farmers and everybody that, you know, the people that work in the utilities company, all these things that we take for granted, I guess. But if we are grateful, we just appreciate the things that is just there, right? It's in the grocery store. Like, there was an animal that died.
Yeah.
To feed you. Let's start with that. But then let's just keep going back. Like, you know, all the time, the driver, all those things. If you start thinking about it, you see the life, your life around you differently. And you live very happy, you know, when you think like that. Because, or else you focus on the things that you don't have.
Yeah.
Right? Because you're not grateful with the things. Have your entitlement.
Oh. I want to know what you do. So you don't have bees.
I don't.
You don't have goats.
She has a dog.
I have a dog.
Okay.
Yes.
What's her name?
Delta.
Delta?
Yes.
That's cool. I like that.
She's waiting for me right now. I dance ballet.
You do?
I do.
That is awesome. That's why your posture's like it is, and we're all like, we always know.
So how often do you practice and perform?
I don't perform. I just do it for fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Like in your living room?
No.
How serious are
with
you?
Delta?
I go 2 times a week just for fun.
Uh-huh. Do you teach it?
No. I just go to classes for fun.
And how long have you done this?
Yeah. Did you just pick it up or did you
I did it growing up. And then when I moved to Scottsdale, I was like, I'm a little bit bored. So I started doing that, and it's a great workout.
Can you go on point?
Sure.
Really?
Yes. And the thing that made me do that is our work is very, like, number-based and stuff. And, yes, very, like, people-related. But also I wanted to kind of develop my creative side. So that's one of the main reasons I keep doing it.
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty impressive.
We have another co-worker that is
obsessed. He was listening to a podcast about UFO.
We did one. Like last month.
I went down UFOs. That rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Maybe he was listening to you then.
Probably.
Probably. Yeah.
Yes. And I just say, just go to your office, man, and close the door. Stay there. Yeah. Like, we don't need you right now.
What
just
if he's right, though?
Great. Just let me know. I told him.
Just let me know.
I told him, okay, just if that's everything, just give me a summary.
Yeah.
What do I need to know? Do I need to bring my gun or my bow or
yeah.
what? He's like, no, you're good. Okay. So, yeah.
Okay.
All
right.
We talk about that. Oh, we have fun all the time and saying that if the zombie apocalypse happens.
He's going to yeah. know.
He's going to know, but I'm the best preparer in the office, so everybody will go to my property and we can shoot zombies or whatever you want. We can do that. We
Very
have
cool.
the weaponry.
Nice.
To protect everybody. Bows and arrows and everything in between.
How many kids do you have?
3.
And what are their ages?
11, 9, and 7.
Oh, those are super fun.
Oh, super fun. Oh, we did a Spartan race together. You know what a Spartan race is?
Yes, I do.
We did. We ran last Saturday, this past Saturday, yes. Mm-hmm. The Spartan race
in the valley.
In the valley, yes. In one of the rodeo in the Fort McDowell rodeo grounds,
mm-hmm.
And it just started like, yeah, let's do something. And okay, and it was just going to be me, and then I knew nothing on the Spartan race, and then oh, there's races for kids, and all that. Whole family got involved.
What's Spartan race?
What is Spartan race?
Yeah.
Something pretty cool. The John DeCena is, I think I'm saying it correctly, he's just one of those ultramarathons guys. And he had this mission in life saying, I want people to get out of their couches.
Uh-huh.
Do something. And, well, all going to behavior. Embrace obstacles. And embrace hard things and practice hard. That's what he's saying. Like,
yeah.
You practice math, you practice ballet, but we don't practice hard things like work, like something hard. Let's do something hard. So the Spartan race, you run 5K or 10K or half a marathon, but there are obstacles in between. The obstacles are really funky. It's just obstacles, not just hurdles. You need to go over walls, monkey bars, and the ring swings, and underwater, and different things. So there are 20 something obstacles, and you need to run 10K, and those obstacles in between. Now, there are different things you can run just for a prize or just like open, and you can help each other work as a team and all that. It's just really fun. And we did it last weekend, and that was fun. And the kids ran the Spartan race. And to your point that my kids know how to work, my son got first place.
Wow.
I was just going to ask, did you win?
I did not.
Did you walk?
I scored. No.
Solo, did you walk?
No, I was the top 22%.
That's actually amazing.
Yeah, oh, the whole group. That's what the Spartan said.
Wow.
So you basically won.
In my book, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I could hear it in your voice. Yeah.
But we practice. I build him an obstacle course outside the house.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we lifted wheelbarrows with rocks and,
dang.
You know.
Like Rocky Four.
And all that.
Yeah.
So at the time, when the time happened, for my son, it was just like, this is easy. You know,
yes.
Carrying buckets with heavy things like, dude, I carry 2 buckets. You know, things like that.
Yes.
So he won without even thinking that he. So we're doing another one in L.A., the Dodger Stadium. Now we're hooked.
Wow.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Highly
recommended.
Do you use music to motivate you?
Mm.
You don't have like an anthem song or something?
No.
Like Taylor Swift? Or
No.
Get you through
Backstreet
the heart?
Boys. I will use Backstreet Boys.
Wow.
NSYNC, because I'm old.
Uh-huh.
And NSYNC.
It's our generation, yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So, no, I do have a track, yes. But now
I'm going to say it publicly? Okay.
No, I don't say it publicly. You know, now I want to be more educated and entertained, so I switch to your point. Now I'm listening to audibles rather than music.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, do that. Just switch that. It's new, so I'm testing it because I get bored really easy.
You have to get a book that I do Audible a lot, and I've got one that's purely just entertaining. It's fun to listen to. And then I usually have like a historical fiction. Well, not fiction, historical, like, Civil War or World War II or something like that. And then I'll generally have a religious. And so the religious I typically listen to right in the morning. It gets me, it just gets me calm and just this peaceful feeling. And then when I'm tired, but I need to get something done or I want to work around the yard, I'll listen to the entertainment one. And then typically when I go to sleep, I listen to the historical one. And for me, that works because it's just, it gets me in the zone that I need to be in during each period of the day. And yeah, with Audible, before you know it, you've gone through a book a week. Thank you guys for coming down. We really appreciate you participating in the seminar that we had today and participating on the show. I think we can make a couple shows out of this.
Yeah.
But any last parting words of wisdom?
Well, thank you for inviting us. This was fun.
It's always fun. You keep us in our toes. Yes. I have to say that. And we were ready to talk about myths in, you know, in financial planning, and then it went to a very deep rabbit hole.
Yeah.
You know, bees and politics and well, books and philosophy.
I think
and
when you listen to this, if you do get a chance to, once it's polished up and produced, you probably like the second half of it better than you like the first half. And because the first half, yeah, it does have to do with what we practice in our profession, but the second half is what brings us joy and satisfaction.
Real humans.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, well, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We'll have to do it again.
Yes.
But I want to know more about you guys. I don't know anything about you. Like, where did you come from?
I'm an open book.
I know you are. That's why I want to get you on record.
If you have questions or want to know more about something that was discussed today, please call the law firm of Deason, Garner & Hanson at 928-783-4575 or visit yumaestateplanning.com.
Want to hear more Life, Death, and the Law? You can find it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube, or any other platform you listen to your podcasts.
Once upon a time, air conditioning was simple. It blew cold air, or it didn't. Today, air conditioning is more than cooling. Healthy, conditioned air is essential. When people ask me who I trust, I tell them. In Yuma, the only thing you need to know about air conditioning is Hansberger Refrigeration. Find them at HansbergerRefrig.com. That's Hansberger, R-E-F-R-I-G.com.
Hansberger Refrigeration and Electric. Hansberger, count on us.
Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros have been serving Arizona for over 20 years. Dune season is here, so ask about specialty tires for your toys. We also do alignments, brakes, oil changes, AC work, inspections, preventive maintenance, and more. Get your tires at any of our four Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros locations. Or use the Tire Finder online at edwhiteheadstirepros.com. Choose the perfect tire and make your appointment today. We also have free pickup and drop-off for your hassle-free experience guaranteed. Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros. Yeah, we got tires for that.
Wildlife around the globe needs help, and when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. A real friend, the kind of friend you want to thank, and not just with a card or a text, but with a song.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
From your friends at the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
Did you know if you're an adult living with asthma or COPD, getting sick with pertussis may result in severe complications? Pertussis, or whooping cough, is a serious respiratory illness. Vaccination is the best way to help protect against pertussis. Speak to your healthcare provider to ensure you are up to date on your Tdap vaccination. Learn more at lung.org.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
This is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.